Israel-Lebanon in maps, tracking the conflict with Hezbollah in Iran, date modified colon 2024-10-17 T1233:25.611Z, description colon a visual guide to the latest developments in the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah, comma. Israel-Hezbollah conflict in maps, where is fighting happening in Lebanon? BBC, Israel has invaded southern Lebanon in a dramatic escalation of its conflict with Hezbollah. The Israeli ground operation began on September 30, days after an airstrike killed Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of the Iran-backed armed group. Hezbollah has fired rockets into northern Israel as Lebanon has endured weeks of aerial bombardment that Lebanese authorities say has killed more than 2,300 people and forced more than 1.2 million to flee their homes. Israel has a decades-long history of conflict with Hezbollah, but the war in Gaza has sparked a year of deadly cross-border fighting between them. We will be continually updating maps in this page to help explain the conflict. Follow live updates on this story, analysis. Why has America failed to broker a ceasefire? Analysis, what will it take to end the conflict? BBC Verify examines footage revealing scale of damage in Lebanon. Watch, how do young Palestinians and Israelis see their future? Map, where is Lebanon? Lebanon is a small country with a population of about 5.5 million people, which borders Syria to the north and east, Israel to the south, and the Mediterranean Sea to the west. It is about 170 kilometers, 105 miles, away from Cyprus. Where is the Israeli advance? Israeli troops and tanks that had gathered close to the border crossed into Lebanon on October 1. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, has said it is carrying out limited, localized, and targeted ground raids in southern Lebanon to dismantle what it calls Hezbollah's terrorist infrastructure. Reuters, Israeli tanks at an undisclosed location in northern Israel last week. Israeli troops are fighting directly with Hezbollah fighters on the ground. Several Israeli soldiers have been killed in mortar attacks and ambushes by Hezbollah during operations in southern Lebanon aimed at eliminating terrorists, according to the IDF. Hezbollah said its fighters had clashed with Israeli forces in Kauza and Ida al-Shab, Lebanese villages close to the border with Israel. It also says it has fired rockets targeting Israeli personnel between Markaba and Odeisah. A ground operation in southern Lebanon comes with many risks for Israeli forces. Unlike the flat coastal plains of Gaza, southern Lebanon has rolling hills and some mountainous terrain that makes it difficult for tanks to move easily without fear of being ambushed. Hezbollah is also thought to have a network of tunnels in the region, with the group having been preparing for another full-scale conflict with Israel since the 34-day war in 2006. As part of its invasion of southern Lebanon, the IDF has ordered people living in some villages to evacuate, telling those remaining to leave their homes and immediately head to the north of the Awali River, which meets the coast about 50 kilometers, 30 miles, from the border with Israel. At first, the evacuation orders were concentrated in the southeast of Lebanon, but on October 17, three were issued for villages in Lebanon's eastern Bekaa region. Warnings like these, which Israel issues regularly, usually precede Israeli airstrikes. Lebanese civilians have also been warned by the IDF not to use vehicles to travel south across the Litani River, located about 30 kilometers, 20 miles, north of the border. About a million people lived in southern Lebanon before the conflict escalated almost a year ago. Tens of thousands have been fleeing north since Israeli airstrikes in the region intensified in late September. The main route for civilians trying to leave the south is the coastal road that runs the length of the country, but areas along that route have been hit by airstrikes. How Israel-Hezbollah conflict escalated to a ground invasion? What have Israel's airstrikes targeted? Israel's invasion of southern Lebanon came after nearly 2 weeks of intense airstrikes that Israel's military says target Hezbollah in the south of the country, the eastern Bekaa Valley and the southern suburbs of Beirut. Israel says it is hitting Hezbollah sites, including weapons stores and ammunition dumps, but Lebanese officials say more than 100 women and children have been killed. The majority of the rockets recently fired by Hezbollah have targeted northern areas of Israel. But some rockets have reached further south and damaged homes near the coastal city of Haifa, there has been almost a year of cross-border hostilities between Israel's forces and Hezbollah, sparked by the war in Gaza. Hezbollah has fired thousands of rockets at northern Israel during that time, forcing some Israelis living there to flee south, while the IDF has launched airstrikes and artillery fire against Hezbollah positions in Lebanon. As the chart below shows, the number of weekly Israeli attacks on Lebanon more than tripled in the week before the IDF launched its ground invasion. The number of Hezbollah attacks, while small in comparison, also increased in the same week. Israel has intensified strikes on Beirut, the capital of Lebanon, in recent days. The majority of the strikes have hit the southern suburbs of the city, densely populated areas that are home to thousands of civilians. These areas, close to the international airport, also have a strong Hezbollah presence, and a series of Israeli strikes on buildings there killed Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah on September 27. There have also been Israeli aerial attacks on locations closer to the center of the city. The Lebanese authorities said 22 people were killed when Israeli strikes hit two residential buildings in Nweiri and Basta on 10 October, the map below, using analysis of satellite data by Corey Sker of CUNY Graduate Center and Jamon van den Hoek of Oregon State University, shows which areas have sustained concentrated damage, including Da'i in Beirut and areas along the border with Israel. What will Israel do next? Israel is now engaged in hostilities with armed forces and non-state armed groups in several countries in the Middle East, including Iran, Syria, and Iran-backed groups operating in Lebanon, Gaza, Iraq, Syria, and Yemen. Iran's ballistic missile attack against Israel on October 1 was the latest major escalation. What happens next is unclear, but Israel has vowed to respond, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu describing the attack as a big mistake that Iran will pay for. How could Israel respond, and what might Iran do then? Israel-Gaza war, history of the conflict explained, who was Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah, where does Israel get its weapons, Middle East Israel-Hezbollah Lebanon.